First of all, Pastor Charlie and Helen do a fantastic job, and you can't not include Helen. And, you know, most charity managers or people that oversee run a charity because of the emotional things that happen, because of the things you get involved in, because it's the sorry end of life, I guess. They only last up maximum of 10 years. Pastor Charlie, is this our 12th year? They only last about 3 years. That's right. Sorry, I made a mistake. They get. So will we keep praying for Pastor Charlie and Helen? It's been 11 and a half years, hasn't it? You've been running. Yeah, 11 and a half years. Isn't that a testimony to the goodness of God when you're doing the thing that God has called you to do? You don't need to burn out when you're doing the things that God's called you to do. And we know Pastor Charlie's a valuable asset, isn't he, around our church? Yeah. Pastor Helen's a wonderful administrator and just, wow. Yeah. I don't know where I'd be without Helen. You know, it's just an incredible thing. And I've got to move on, but I want to say publicly too, because Charlie reminded me just at this moment, like Charlie and Helen actually started the church with us. I keep saying 6 months later they came. I don't know why, but hey, I'm just making the record straight today publicly that Charlie and Helen started the church with us. They moved to Frio with us. Fantastic. So they've been with us from the beginning, and who's glad they're part of our church? All right. I'm going to just take a few extra minutes this morning, but who's having a great time? Isn't church fantastic? Well, there's so many multiple facets to our church. And you're going to hear more of those. Next week, we have Roy and Jane presenting on Southeast Asia, who have actually been to China and the whole area. That's going to be awesome. And then the following week, we've got Sue and Renska. Renska's going to get up and share as well about just what a fantastic opportunity, and having been there to Liberia, where we now have two churches from this church. Amazing. So anyway, let me just come to a scripture with me, will you please? I'd like you to come to Matthew 25. Matthew 25. I won't keep you too long, I promise, but you're okay. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm okay. Matthew 25. You know, this is one of the most important things that we can do is help those that have greater needs than us, isn't it? It's what we've been called to do as churches, wherever we are. And Matthew 25, I think it's verse 34, it says this, "The righteous ones will reply, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink, or a stranger and show you hospitality, or naked and give you clothing? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you?" This is an apocalyptic discourse. That's a big word for me, isn't it? Given by Jesus. It's a straight talk by the Son of God to his followers about making sure that your life and my life count. Who wants their life to count? Now, we can say we're a Christian, but God really nails it in this passage of Scripture. And he talks about the pursuing judgment of God, which you can read for yourselves. I'm not going there this morning. I'll probably bring that out in the next few weeks. But by doing good to others, you are doing good for Jesus. Doesn't matter if they're, and you know, some commentators will say, well, you've got to do good. It's just about the brothers and sisters, because it mentions brothers and sisters if you look at the whole passage. But I think every person that's been created is a brother or sister to God, don't you? And so as we do good to others, regardless, like Charlie was talking about those stories this morning, when we do good to others, we are doing it as if we were doing it to Jesus himself. And so it takes our focus away from internally, where we have a fantastic time and we have great family and we have incredible times of joy like we've had and breakthrough and we can believe for one another. But then the thing that God's put on our heart, we take outside as well. Guys, the thing that God's put on our heart is not reserved just for inside our church. It is to be shared around. And what I love about Leap Into Spring, which we've LIS, which we've got a bit of a phrase for it, local and international support. What I love about this program is that when we give, we actually sow seed into all these areas that we're involved in as a church that God has led us to. And so it's a powerful thing. You know, let's give out the envelopes now. Let's just start giving them out to everybody. And please don't be distracted by them. I'm going to keep talking. But I want every person to have an envelope. Okay, is that clear? Make sure every person's got an envelope this morning. And I know there'll be people that will grab some next week. We'll just keep doing this for the next few weeks. Can I ask you, the 26th of August is an important day for our church. What date did I just say? The 26th of August is a miracle day for our church. We are going to finish with having a huge multicultural lunch. Now, how cool will this be? We can have, we've got Indians in church, Budgie. Fantastic. We can have Indian food. I know you've got your restaurant, but hey, it'd be nice to have some. Wouldn't it be nice to have some Indian food? You know, find out from, make sure you see Budgie and go to her restaurant in Frio. Just give them a wave. All right, she's got a restaurant in Fremantle. Go and support her. I've heard it's fantastic. All right, but then there's who else? Give me another culture. Do Canadians cook? What do they cook? Of course they cook. I'm sorry. You know, and then we've got all these different cultures in church. We've got Mauritians. Oh, we love the Mauritian food. We got the Aussie barbecue. What do we get from the Aussies? It'll be good anyway. What other nationalities we got? We've got about 18, 20 nationalities. Really? South Africans. What do the South Africans cook? Hoiki. What is that?
Like a stew.
Oh, the stew. Yeah, of course. The stew, Kiwis. What a...
Mutton bird.
Okay, I'll give you $5 if you... Well, no, that's not very generous. I'll give you $50 if you bring it up, mutton bird. All right. What else can we bring? You know, because but listen, before the celebration, let's get this biblical. What happens before the celebration? What happens before a celebration in biblical terms? We bring an offering to God. And so, who loves to have the party? But the party's got to mean something. Because really what we're doing is we're celebrating what God has put on our heart to be able to be involved in, to be able to do. So that on the 26th of August, now it's only the 5th of August, you've got plenty of time, guys. You've got plenty of time to actually determine and prayerfully consider what you can give. Now we're doing two things this year. We are actually taking up a cash offering. You know, the kids are so pumped about bringing their offering because they know that it helps the children. They've seen the Liberians, they've seen the, you know, the ones in Southeast Asia. They are pumped about bringing their offering. Who's glad that we can have our whole church involved in this program? And so we're going to do that. We're going to have a cash component. We're going to bring cash. There's something about bringing an extra offering which opens the powers of heaven. Who thinks we could do more in our community than we're doing right now? And so we do it. How do we step out of the boat? We say, God, I'm bringing some cash. I'm going to do this. I really am. I know that there are my needs. Well, in comparison to other needs, they don't compare at all. I can bring something. Second, we're going to take up a faith promise. So in your envelopes, everyone's got their envelopes. Give me a wave. Or a couple. You've got one together. You've got an envelope. In there, there is a, for the first time, we've decided to do this because we've got so much need. Our target is $50,000 by what's the month? August. So next, by next August, that we have raised well over $50,000. Now, that sounds like a lot for one person. But let me give you some stats here. If 50 people give $1,000, we've reached our target. This is not that difficult, because if I had some other stats. If 25 people could, you know, I'm sure there's business people and other people, $2,000, you know, some of you get better increases in pay than that. And so what I'm saying is that we can achieve this amount quite easily, and that we can bring an offering. If 100 people commit to $500 over the next 12 months, we are being able to make a significant difference to the areas around our globe. Wow. There's more than 100 people in the church. We can do this. So we can bring a cash offering, and what else can we do? Bring our faith promises. Now, if you'd like to bring your envelopes, if you'd like to bring your envelopes before, because you can't make it on the 26th, but wouldn't it be great to have a huge celebration with all our church? 26th of August, we're all here having a great party out in the foyer, eating food together, celebrating what God is doing and through our giving. So let me give you an example. We've already heard from Port Care. Next week, you don't want to miss it. We've got the Newlands next week. We've helped to build two schools and much more other buildings in Southeast Asia. We have two churches. And we're actually training some pastors as well. And they've both started from scratch, these churches in Liberia. They're both running around. Pastor Colley's church is running around 120. He just told me they'd had some growth. So it might be around 150 now. They grow well in Africa. And then the Kakata church, there's another 80 people there. That's all from funds that we've been able to give. It's amazing. And so we also have been able to give, I think it's over $3,000 to church planting. That's right, isn't it, Morena? And so I would encourage you to prayerfully consider both the cash amount and the faith promise you would like to make to maximize our efforts in our community, both locally and internationally. Can you do that for me? What this verse is actually saying, look at this in 25 verse 40 as I finish up this morning. And the king will tell them, I assure you, when you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it for me. When we give food and drink to the hungry, when we provide shelter to those less fortunate, when we provide clothing, we've just sent a parcel of clothing over. Charlie was able to get some clothes together. We sent a parcel over to Liberia. You know, when we are able to provide education and schooling, you'll hear about that in the next couple of weeks, about what we're looking to do up in Africa. You know, visiting's also mentioned. You know, Sue and Renster have been with me on a trip to Africa, but there are other opportunities. Roy and Jane have been into China. You know, we're looking at, Andrea's going to the Philippines. There might be doors opening in the Philippines as we go on. You know, we can all get involved. We can all make a difference. We may not all be able to go, but we can all give, yeah? And so, I was a stranger, it goes on, Matthew 25, 43. And you did not invite me into your home. I was naked and you gave me no clothing. I was sick or in prison and you didn't visit me. See, the judgment will be based on how people have dealt with the unfortunates of the world. Those who are hungry. Those who are ill-clothed. Those that are imprisoned by circumstances beyond their control most of the time. And I don't know about you, but when I see a children's face, don't you want to just help them in some way? And that's the beauty of Leap into Spring. We can help. We can change a young person's life. We can change an older person's life. You know, I loved baptizing. I think it was 21 people with the girls when we went to Liberia. 21 lives that were transformed by the power of God because we planted that church up there. The least of these. Verse 45, the least of these. Literally, the unfortunates of our world. Jesus calls them his brothers and sisters. They're better off than us. They need a helping hand. They're not better off than us. We're better off than them, is what I'm trying to say, sorry. They need a helping hand. God has allowed us this great opportunity to be a blessing, both internationally and locally. I want to finish with a scripture from Paul this morning. Come with me to 2 Corinthians 9. If you'd like to, you can meditate on Matthew 25 and 2 Corinthians 9 as well this coming weeks. But I felt like it really did have purpose for this particular offering. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 4, New Living Translation. I would be humiliated, and so would you, if some Macedonian Christians came with me, only to find that you still weren't ready after all I had told them. So I thought I should send these brothers ahead of me to make sure the gift you promised is ready. Guys, can we, in the next few weeks, can we determine together as couples, as husband and wife, as family members, as kids, as youth, can we make this a priority and say, Lord, I'm going to ask you, what am I going to bring as a cash amount? What am I going to do for the next 12 months to help the less fortunates of this world? Will you do that for us? Together, we can make a huge difference. And it goes on. So I thought I should send these brothers ahead of me so they give this gift that was promised is ready. But I want it to be a willing gift. Who's glad that God only wants willing hearts? He doesn't want you to give if you don't want to. Oh my God. We're not like that though, are we? We're a church that loves to be a blessing. We're a church that's not negative. We know that when we give, that God's going to give reward us. We know that our life is going to actually improve. So let's consider, and let's pray. And in these coming weeks, as we hear the different presentations, let's bring both a cash offering and bring our faith promise into the house of God so that we can celebrate the multicultural church that we are. That in itself is a blessing, isn't it? That we can celebrate what God's doing both locally and internationally. And we can see the hand of God move in more and more areas as we go on. Why don't we pray today? Why don't we stand to our feet to do this? Father, I pray for every person this morning. Lord, I thank you for the influence that we have both locally and internationally. Lord, I thank you for the grace that you've bestowed on all of us. What a blessing to be involved in so many people's lives, locally and internationally. Father, I pray that, Lord, that we would bring an offering that is worthy of you, that we would consider what you have asked us to give, that we may be a blessing, and that we would be amazed at the things that you open up in our lives, let alone in the lives of those we're giving to. Lord, we thank you that we can step out in faith and be obedient to what you've asked us to do with this offering in the mighty name of Jesus. People of God said, Amen.